Taylor Swift feeling 22 on a Wednesday, the 24th of August, 2022. What's up with this number, 22? Well, hey, listen, we're about to get into a special chat right now. On your Wednesday morning, it's Radio Life and Style coming to you live from the heart of Ballito. And keeping it local, it's time for a local look at what's happening in Ward 22. Yeah, just around the corner, Salt Rock. And in the house with us this morning, we have local ward councillor Pruvi Makan from Ward 22. Pruvi, happy Wednesday. How are you today?
Happy. Good morning, Mike on the mic, and good morning to the listeners.
It's great to have you in the house with us. And something that I think could become quite a cool regular a little feature. We've decided that using the medium of radio, you regularly prepare feedback for your constituents, letting folks know what exactly is happening behind the scenes, or not necessarily behind the scenes, but just, you know, there's things that are happening all the time that people might not necessarily know. And it's important for local government confidence for people to know that things are happening. Am I right?
I think that's really important. And I think we need to suddenly have a far wider reach, especially as elected public representatives. So I'm very grateful for this opportunity. Thank you.
Let's get into a feedback session and find out what's good in the hood, what's been happening in Ward 22, because I believe we're at the start of a new financial year, hey?
Correct, yeah. So stuff is happening in the hood. So in the local government space, you know, it's always important for people to see sustainable outcomes. And I think at the start of a new financial year, it's always a very interesting time because people start seeing projects roll out. And often for months before that, so towards the end of a financial year, you know, communities don't see outcomes. You know, they see stagnant service delivery or no service delivery at all.
Yeah.
And that is compounded by a number of factors, Mike. You know, it's often poor planning. It's your wasteful expenditure. It's things like, not utilizing best practice.
Mm.
But like I said, you know, you get to the 1st of July, new budget's been adopted, and you start seeing some outcomes. But what we want to see certainly is traction throughout the year. You know, we don't want to see lots and lots of work happening at the beginning of a year, of a financial year, and then it kind of dissipates.
Lose momentum. We don't want that.
Absolutely, yes.
So let's give people some hope and some updates and find out what's happening as we roll into this new financial year.
Excellent. So obviously in Ward 22, I mean, you live there, so you know what our bugbear issues are. Streetlights, I mean, we have been plunged in darkness for a number of years.
Yeah, load shedding aside.
Absolutely. I mean, streetlights are on its own is such a contentious issue. So in our ward, what we do is we do regular audits. So we do an audit of the number of streetlights that we've got on a monthly basis and what's working and what isn't. So we've got some tangible information to pass on to the business unit. So we do that with the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch and with my ward committee every single month. So as of the 1st of July, we had 384. I know it's, I mean, your
384.
Face. 384? Yeah. 384 not working. Can you believe it?
I didn't even know there were that many streetlights.
There's actually 666.
Wow. Okay. So looking at about half that are out of action.
Right? Just over half of that non-functional. And on the 1st of August, we were advised that they would roll out the project of starting to repair. But they've allocated a specific number to a ward. So Ward 22 in the first tranche has received 82. So it's like eating an elephant tiny, tiny, tiny bit at a time.
Okay. But it's something.
It's something. So we've the contractors have just concluded repairs to Colwyn Drive, repairs to Wilkes Road, and currently this week they are on Melinda Lane. So they're kind of going to move along the ward. So that's exciting. You know, I know that it's a very insignificant number, but I think it is going to make some element of a difference.
Literally bringing some light to the darkness.
Indeed.
And we'll take it. So there is some tangible stuff. And obviously that'll be a story we'll keep tabs on.
Excellent.
And hopefully, we'll get another allocation of more.
I hope so. Just hold thumbs for Ward 22.
Come on. What else can you tell us about?
So there's other capital projects that have now rolled out. So what we normally do during a financial year is we submit our priority list in terms of capital projects. So whether that would be your road rehabilitation, your public ablution blocks that need to be fixed up. In Ward 22, we received, in terms of road rehabilitation, we received two project allocations. So the one was Club Road, which was in such bad state. So that road was pretty much undrivable. So that project rolled out and it's actually been successfully completed. So the whole road has been rehabilitated.
Wow.
So that's excellent. I mean, it's created just some level of confidence in community as well, you know.
Absolutely.
And then the next one that's rolling out, which I think is quite exciting because it's such a utilized road, is the main Salt Rock Road, so Basil Hewlett Drive.
Oh, yeah.
So a portion of it, as you know, was rehabilitated in the previous financial year.
Mm-hmm.
So another 1,300 squares is going to be rehabilitated from today, actually. The contractor's on site.
Wow.
Today. So that's exciting.
So give them a wave or a hoot if you're
Please
driving past.
Do, yes. And then the third one, which for me is the most exciting one, and I think it'll be for you as well, is the upgrade of the Salt Rock Main Beach Ablution Block.
Oh, is that happening?
Yes, that's definitely going to be happening. But that's happening in two phases. So as you know, on the southern side, so on the park area, there was considerable damage after the flooding.
Yes.
So all of those gabions had collapsed. There was considerable erosion and the road surface was undermined. So the funding for that component of the project has come from National Treasury. So that's going to unfold soon.
Great.
A consultant has been appointed. But the actual ablution block, so that is going to be internally funded by Quadaguza through their capital budget for the current financial year. But I think it's going to be great because Salt Rock is a pilot, has been pilot blue flag for a number of years. I don't think we'll ever get a blue flag, obviously.
I feel optimistic when I'm a glass half full kind of guy.
But I think just fixing up that ablution block and creating such a nice conducive space for families and beach users, I think that's going to be great.
Absolutely, it's a win for everyone.
It is
the public at large. And look, you mentioned flood damage. Obviously, we are still picking up the pieces and grappling with repair work on right throughout KZN. For those that are just trying to in their mind map out Ward 22, from where to where are we talking about when we talk geographically?
So geographically, Ward 22 is basically from Umhlali. So kind of the Umhlali police station,
mm-hmm.
All the way up to Simbiti. It also includes the Belita Junction.
Okay.
So yeah, I know it's a bizarre demarcation to get in your mind,
yeah.
but that's it. So it incorporates Salt Rock, Sheffield, Umhlali, Simbiti, Belita Junction, Belita Hills, and Wakenshaw Estate.
It's quite a significant chunk.
So geographically, it's just over 23.3 km in radius, and we've got a voter base of just over 6,100 registered voters in the ward. So it's a pretty big ward.
It's a significant node, and obviously, it's your baby. So
it is.
there's a lot going on, and when you look at some of the other big infrastructure projects that come across your desk, the N2 Umhlali River Bridge, what's the latest on that?
So the N2 Umhlali River Bridge, as you know, falls out of Ward. So it's actually Ward 20, but obviously it's a significant economic route, but also it affects commuters and travelers from my ward.
Yeah.
So I have a direct interest in it. I've been engaging SANRAL for months, so since the floods happened, and I have been reliably informed that the process to appoint a contractor is currently underway.
Okay.
And that process should actually happen, the appointment should actually happen in early as September, or kind of like early September.
Brilliant.
How long is a piece of string in terms of the construction work? I mean, your guess is as good as mine, you know. But if there's any further updates on that, I'll definitely share them with you, and I'm happy to come back onto this platform and unpack that.
We'll be only too happy to get any word from you on that one.
Thank preview. You.
But there's one other thing that you mentioned off air that we're going to be hearing a lot more about. It's a big campaign that is yet to be officially launched, but all the planning is currently happening in the background. And it's aimed at tackling a really big topic, a significant scourge, the issue of energy loss. What's the story?
So Mike, to put it into context, you know, energy loss in Kwadugusa, I think the way it currently stands, it actually has the ability to financially cripple the municipality. So in the previous financial year, 21-22, I think the amount of energy or electricity that was purchased, so under the bulk purchases, was close to 900 million rand. And the municipality lost 237 million rand. I mean, in what business does it even make financial sense? I think if you quantify that, I think it worked out to about 22 million rand. You're losing about 22 million rand.
So how does it work? The municipality purchases or allocates budget towards the purchase of electricity, and that's obviously worked out well ahead of time. And when you're losing that amount of electricity through illegal connections, obviously it totally messes up the picture.
Absolutely. And I think if you don't put measures in place, if you don't put effective measures in place, it's something that can be an absolute runaway cost, as we've seen year on year. You know, I think in the financial year 1920, I think it was about 181 million, and now it's gone up to 237, which is a clear indication that whatever measures have been put in place are not effective, and something more aggressive needs to be done. So what we are doing as the Democratic Alliance, firstly, is we are highlighting the issue because we want the community to be informed that this is an absolute crisis in Kwadugusa. Illegal connections are compounding that in such a significant way, and there needs to be alignment between electricity department and law enforcement. We want to see that happening.
Wow, and obviously it's a complex problem, and there's lots of different moving parts and factors at play that have to be considered. So this is going to be a big rollout, undertaking, a big campaign, and we're going to be watching it closely, and obviously we'll be very keen to kick it off and to announce it and to get the information out on air once it goes live. Hey,
excellent. So we've already started the social media side of it, so we've started sharing our infographics and all of that, but the actual campaign, the components in terms of the public town hall meetings, which we're going to be doing, handing over of memorandums, all of that, I'd love to come back and just unpack that in detail.
We'll do it. We'll give it the power. We're talking about energy loss. We don't want to lose it. We want to use it.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. But this is great, and I think the more we can keep information flowing over the airwaves, letting people know what's happening, stuff that they might not be seeing, might not necessarily know is going on. Now you do, and if you know, you know. Are there any other big ticket items you want to mention while you're here?
I think, Mike, I think that's pretty much it. The one other thing that did happen in council last week, and we obviously have been talking about it for a long time. So following the flood damage, the applications that Kwadugusa had done to National Treasury in terms of budgets to repair flood damaged areas. So last week, the adjustment budget was presented in council. Kwadugusa received an allocation of 109 million to rehabilitate flood damaged areas. So, you know, that needs to unfold, but it needs to unfold effectively.
Yeah.
And public funds need to be utilized accordingly. So that is something that we are going to be keeping an incredibly close eye on. And that's something else that I'm happy to come and elaborate on further as projects unfold.
Awesome. We'll be very keen to keep a close eye on that and to hear that latest from you when we get you back on the microphone, Privy.
Fabulous.
For this
Thanks,
Wednesday. Yeah, thank you for giving us the scoop, the picture from Ward 22, and my special guest, DA Ward Councillor Privy Makin from Ward 22. Always cool to connect, Privy, and wishing you a wonderful Wednesday until next week we meet on the morning show.
Indeed, and a great morning to all your listeners as well. Thanks for the opportunity.
You heard it. And it is going to be a lovely day. Here's Bill Withers with his forecast for your Wednesday. Turn it up on 88 FM, your local station, live from the heart of Balito.